Good evening to you. It is the B-Sides. I'm Blumberg, and he is...
Johnny Bolin here.
Of course you are. And today we're going to be doing a special show on a group of bands that many people may not have ever heard of from the land down under.
I'd be one of them, I think.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't know a lot of bands that come from Australia. AC/DC.
Well, they made it big over there, it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's the thing about these bands. They're, like, very provincial, and they've gotten a lot of awards in the country of Australia.
Right.
But outside, you know, AC/DC, sure. Rick Springfield, he was from there. The Bee Gees were born there but moved to England, and that's where they started. But
how about Olivia Newton-John?
She was from Australia too. We're not going to hear any of that.
No, I suppose.
Yeah, well, you know.
Not here anyway.
We're going to do a little rock for you from Australia.
That'd be nice.
A different strains of rock, and we'll culminate it with AC/DC. So if you're a big AC/DC fan,
and I am,
well, I am too, stick with us. The first off the bat, though, is a band that started in the mid 70s called Skyhooks, and Johnny has got a little information about them.
Well, I just noticed, you know, the labels they were on. I mean, the only really labels that come over here were Mercury and United Artists.
Yeah.
It seemed like the other labels really...
Well, Mushroom was a big label over there, and so was Festival.
Over there, yeah.
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 That's where a lot of Australian bands got signed up. So this is Skyhooks from... They started in the mid-70s, but they broke up and got back together again, and this is a song from 1990. It's from the latest and the greatest album. It's called Jukebox in Siberia.
Just one. Western shout. I love the West, I love their bear. I'm so black, let's dust this hair in that jukebox in Siberia. Pound out hysteria. Get down, bloody bus stop. Drop a ruble in the slot. That jukebox in Siberia. Jukebox in Siberia. All the Russians want to rock.
Jukebox in Siberia, Skyhooks, from 1990. If you've heard that song before, please let us know, because I'll put you in the Hall of Fame along with them. Their first album, Living in the 70s, was added to the National Film and Sound Archive of Australia's Sounds of Australia Registry. So,
whatever that means.
Well, seems they had a following.
Right, that's what it sounds like.
Here's another band that is considered one of the best in Australian rock history from, let's see, Sydney. UMI from the album Hi-Fi Way. Here's Minor Bird. Minor Bird, UMI, from Sydney. That album, Hi-Fi Way, by the way, was voted one of the 10 best Australian rock albums of all time.
Mm.
So there you have it. It also included, you know, some people
I'm glad I heard that then.
What, you may have heard that. They put out about 6 records or so, still active today. Still active today. Well, get your brains out here, because here's a band that I really love from 1976. That's when they were first put together,
right,
from Sydney. This is a band called Mental as Anything. Yes, indeed, that's the name of the band.
Looks like they've had a few hits, though. Look at that.
They did have a few hits. They have a
lot. Top 10 of...
top 10 Australian singles, singles, Too Many Times, We'll Hear, If You Leave Me, Can I Come Too? And this is from the album Garage, and this is Garage Land. Mental as Anything on Siouxland Public Media. You're listening to the B-Sides with Bolan and Blumberg.
I'm a sales manager, kitchenware. It's not as bad as it sounds. I wear a suit, the girls are cute. I push them all around. I got a nice house, I only go out to work-related functions. Got a new car as neat as a pin. Goes when I get in. Help me, Jesus. I'm never alone in my cozy home. Got a radio and a TV. I got two kids, a boy and a girl. They both look just like me. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Hey there, I'm a salary man. I live out west in Garrett. Sitting out here in Garageland. It's hot out here, I need a beer. It's a long way from the sea. But there's no crime on my lawn. It's not too rough for me. There's a heat haze hanging in the dirty sky. Like a warm and hairy blanket. Give me a beer, a whiskey, a gin. I don't care, I'll drink it. Help me, Jesus. We'll be right back.
much I know. Just a number, enough to make me cry. If you need me, can I come too? We can always stay. But if you leave me, can I come too? And if you go, can I come?
Mental as Anything is the name of the band. They are from Sydney, Australia. Started doing their stuff in the mid-1970s. Considered poppy, accessible, and well-crafted melodies and lyrics. And their work showcases an ironic, satirical, and self-deprecating sense of humor. Okay, I'm on board with that.
I said that better myself.
Yeah, exactly. Look them up. You can find this stuff. All this stuff's on Wikipedia. I'm not doing any commercial for them, but because this is Siouxland public media. But you can find out about all of these bands just by going online. And you can shop for their records if you find anything in particular that you like. We're going to move on to a band from Perth in Western Australia, started back in 1986, included Dom Mariani, who was with the Stems.
Stems, right?
Yep, early on. He reformulated a group.
And the Some Loves.
Called the Some Loves.
Yeah.
And this is Back on Side With You.
Tears. We didn't talk for a million years, but With
The Some Loves on Siouxland Public Media, the B-sides with Bolan and Blumberg. We're doing Australian rock today. Everything from Down Under that you may have heard of or not.
Probably or not.
Well, you know, a couple of big bands from Australia with the MTV crowd. Men at Work.
Right.
And the other one was Midnight Oil with the real tall guy, bald head. Very popular back then and popular here in the United States.
Oh, yeah, they're a very good band.
Yeah, excellent, yeah. Excellent. These are the Some Loves. This is from 1986. It's on a double album called Don't Talk About Us. It is put out by Half a Cow Records. So there you have it.
What would the other half be, I wonder?
I don't know. We're going to hear it now. After Don Mariani left the Some Loves, he, in 1992, got together with a couple of guys and became the DM3. Excuse me.
Right, DM3.
So we're going to hear a couple of things from DM3. First thing, Everything You Told Me off the Rippled Soul album, and Can't Get What You Want from Dig It the Most. DM3 here on Siouxland Public Media. The B-sides with Bolan and Blumberg. We're doing Aussie rock today. Nothing but from Australia. Dom Mariani, DM3. Big name in Australian power pop music. This gentleman has put out a number of records throughout the years with a number of bands, popular bands in Australia for a number of years. Now, you were telling me that you once saw
the Hoodoo Goobers?
Our next band up there, you once saw them in Minneapolis?
Yeah, in Minneapolis. I saw them at First Avenue.
Okay.
I wasn't quite sure how I arranged that. I must have gotten free tickets or something, because I had never really heard of them.
Were they playing by themselves?
No, there was some other band. It was like a promo thing. Maybe the Bad Brains or somebody. I don't know. But very good band. I liked them a lot.
Yeah, Hoodoo Gurus. Yeah. In fact, I see a picture of them playing at South by Southwest, which is in Austin.
Right.
Back in 2007. They got together back in 1981 and are still going on. They're
yeah,
still
I
doing
saw
stuff.
Them in the 80s is when I saw them. So,
a band from Sydney. A lot of the bands come from Sydney or Melbourne. But
it's a big country.
Yeah. And there's a split in it because in the middle of it is kind of like nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
So you got a West Coast and you got an East Coast. Of course, the East Coast is more populated, but still, it's a huge country with not a lot of much in the middle.
Kind of like the Midwest.
Well, we're not. No, we have plenty here. We have plenty
well,
here.
Well, Nebraska and South Dakota and North Dakota, there are land where there's nothing.
Yes, but you're listening to Siouxland Public Media.
Oh,
right
I'm not
here
saying I love land.
In Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it here. I love that land.
This is the best place. And you know, when they call it flyover country, what I say is keep flying. You don't have to come here. Dr. Rock, Hoodoo Gurus on Siouxland Public Media. Hoodoo Gurus right here on Siouxland Public Media. Dr. Rock. Now we get into the more heavy stuff. Here's a band called the Angels. They had to change their name originally to Angel City because of the band Angel. But they're from Adelaide in South Australia. We're going to start off with Beyond Salvation.
You can test me, you can take me through.
Redback Fever, the Angels here on the B-Sides with Bolan and Blumberg on Siouxland Public Media. So what do you think so far of the stuff that you've heard?
I'm liking it a lot.
It would make you want to go out and see if you can find it somewhere. Like this band, the Angels, has been around forever and still performs, not with the original.
They seem to really be rocking band.
They are. They are. And they are made up of two brothers, John and Rick Brewster.
Is that the band that had all the fatalities? I was looking at the bio. Like three or four guys died.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we're going to go
years after each other?
We're going to go for our last bit of Australian music today. We're going to go to another band that's had tragedy.
Okay.
That has brothers in it.
Right.
The Young Brothers. Okay. Their older brother was the lead vocalist, I believe, for the Easy Beats, who started in the 60s.
That's interesting.
In Australia. Mm-hmm. So Angus and Malcolm were the players. They were originally from Scotland. And we're just playing one. We're just going to play one because this is the best song they ever did.
Okay.
Riff Raff.
Listen to that then.